USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House managers are continuing their opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Trump. Now, the president's defense will begin on Saturday, go about 4 hours. But as far as what we're hearing today, Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, believes...
Today they're going to talk about obstruction of Congress. I thought the best statement on that was the statement our colleague Mr. Ratcliffe made in the debate on the House floor when he said obstruction of Congress is what the founders called separation of power. So we're going to hear more today, but it will never change the four fundamental facts that have always been on the president's side and that the American people understand.
Acting U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan is naming Rodney Scott to be the next Border Patrol chief. Scott has been the head of the office's San Diego sector. He replaces Carla Provost. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
A massive wine spill in Northern California has environmental officials concerned. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
State and county officials still assessing the possible environmental damage from the massive wine spill near Healdsburg on Wednesday. Nearly all the contents spewed out of a 100,000-gallon tank at the Rodney Strong Vineyards, and most of the red wine made its way into a creek that feeds the Russian River. It's one of the largest wine spills in that county's history. It was a tank large enough to fill a 500,000 bottles of Cabernet Sauvignon. Water quality officials say the river level is probably high enough to have diluted most of it, but it may have killed some small organisms that fish need to survive.
Wall Street is closing lower on Asian flu jitters. Stocks slid after the CDC confirmed the second case of the potentially deadly coronavirus in the United States. The Dow lost 170 points to finish at 28,989. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former New York City mayor and now personal attorney for President Trump, Rudy Giuliani, is threatening to go public with information that would expose corruption by 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Giuliani tells Fox News,
I'm going to present over the next 2 to 3 weeks shocking crimes at the highest levels of both governments while the Senate is listening to a totally phony group of stories about non-impeachable offenses. It's like trying somebody for not a crime. It's a total waste of money. It's a complete show on the part of the Democrats.
Right.
And they should be sued for conspiracy to defraud the United States, and they should pay for that hearing.
It seems a 40-year-old cold case has been solved in Florida. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Police in Florida say DNA has led them to a suspect believed to be the so-called pillowcase rapist, a man who sexually assaulted as many as 25 women in the Miami area in the 80s. 60-year-old Robert Kohler is being held without bail.
Between May of 1981 and February of 1986, he literally terrorized women from south of Florida throughout Florida.
State Attorney Catherine Rondell. Kohler faces charges in at least one case. Prosecutors say locating additional victims is expected to take some time, but more charges are expected.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.